very important pasuk in the parasha. Very, very important. It's a beautiful couple of psukim right after Shlishi about the relationship between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. We're coming now, you know, the Krisus Bris coming up, the Parashas Kisavo. Hayom Hazem Hashem Akach Mitzav Chalas Chug Evis Mishpatim. And then it says the following: Es Hashem Ha'emarta Hayom Yus Cholokim Rachas Vidrachav. Russian Ha'emarta, unusual expression. The Mefarshim are trying to exactly translate it. Ha'emarta, and then next pasuk Hashem Ha'emiracha Hayom. Rashi says it's a Russian Afrasha V'Havdala. Hashem has separated you. You have separated HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be for you a God, and Hashem has separated you to be an Am Segula. There's a very interesting Gemara, it happens to be today's Daf, those who are doing Daf Yomi, Chagiga, Daf Gimel. It's also Gemara Brachas in first parak as well. Rav Elazar ben Azarya had a drasha on a particular Shabbos, and it was reported to Rav Yeshua, this drasha of Rav Elazar ben Azarya. What did he say? He took this pasuk of Hashem Hamarta Hayom and Hashem Hamircha Hayom, and he says, "Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Atem Asisuni Chativa Achas Ba'Olam, Vani Esa Eschem Chativa Achas Ba'Olam." Hashem says to Kai Yisrael, "You have made me Chativa Achas." Unusual word, Chativa Achas Ba'Olam. That's the pasuk of Es Hashem Hamarta Hayom. And I have made you a chativa achas ba'olam. Atem asisuni at chativa achas ba'olam. Dechsev shmai sar Hashem ken Hashem achad. Vani esel eschem chativa achas ba'olam. Shenemar umi ka'amcha Yisrael. We quote this in our mincha davening. It's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. Mi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. And it goes on with more things after that. What does chativa achas mean? Rashi says, chativa is a lashon shevach, praise. Chativa achas, shevach echad, shevach miyuchad. It's a unique praise. Lomar, ein kamocha, l'kach bechanucha elka, because there's no one like you. And I've said to you, your unique praise, you are distinct, you are special, you have a special status, ein mikamcha Yisrael. That's Rashi. The Aruch, they bring on the side of the Gemara, the Aruch, the Saras HaShas, they bring a pshat from the Aruch that he learns chativa achas siur echad ba'olam davar hanikrash en kamoso. Again, something that stands out. There's also another pshat the Abadram says in Mincha Davening on Mikam Chayisar Goyechad Ba'aretz chativa achas milashin mechote veitzecha at shoed meimecha. In other words, cutting wood, something that's cut and distinct and separate. In other words, something is cut, it's its own entity, separate. Again, the point is very important, very remarkable idea. The Indian, let's say, Mikamach Yisrael Goyechad Ba'aretz. It's elaborated on a little bit in the Tziv and a little bit in the Sefer Be'er Yosef, different ways, but the idea of Mikamach Yisrael Goyechad Ba'aretz, you could say, means there's no nation, there's no one nation in the world like Har Yisrael. So Goy Echad means, meaning the other nations. There's no other nation, right? There's no nation. There's not one nation like Har Yisrael. That's what you could have said. Or you could say, Mikam Chesed Goy Echad, a nation of unity, a unified nation. Rav Elazar ben Azarya is saying even a deeper idea. Neither of the above. Not just the pshat that there's no one nation like Har Yisrael. That would suppose that there's a notion of other nations and Har Yisrael. One among others. You say Goy Echad Ba'aretz means a unified nation. So it's a quality of Klal Yisrael. And it's also an important quality that Klal Yisrael are unified, and the idea is also a valid idea, but it doesn't get to the essence of the pasuk. What is Avraham ben Azarya saying? That Klal Yisrael are unique, not just different, better in a certain way. Better, I don't mean to say that there's no, you know, that we're, you know, that we don't value Chavivad and Shiva B'Tselem and Shivim Umos, but in a certain sense, you know, with a higher mission and a higher aspiration, but even more than that, even deeper than that. Goyachad Baruch means unique. There's no one like us. And that's a mirror of HaKadosh Baruch. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Es Hashem Hemarta Yom, you made Hashem Chativa Achas Ba'olam, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. What does it mean Hashem is Echad? Like we say in Yigdal, Nimsa Ve'enes HaMitziyoso Echad Ve'en Yachid Ki Yichudo. Not just He's one in the sense that, you know, there's all Chas V'Shalom two deities, but there is nothing else in the world like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is nothing to compare to. Ein Kelokeinu. It's a whole different mitzvahs. Kadosh Baruch Hu and everything else in the world is, you know, it's not Echad. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the only Echad in the world. What Rav Lichtman Zari is expressing here is a very profound idea, that in on a certain level, Mi ka'amcha Yisrael, v'ashen hamircha hayom. In other words, again, not that this should get to our heads to the extent that we look at others that are, you know, ki'ilu, like, you know, we're looking down. We're not taking it in that direction. But we also are understanding the depth of what Kedushas Yisrael means. It's not just that we have certain qualities which are wonderful, and it's all true. And we could write books about that. But it's even beyond that. It's that mamish, there's something about Kedushas Yisrael which is an entirely different league. And that's something that's obviously a machayev. We have to recognize that. That's what Rosh Hashanah to some extent points to as well. Yom Hadin, Koba Yom Ovrim Fanuk Ibn Maron. But who's going to shul all day and davening Malchus Achrus and Shofros? Koba Yom Ovrim Fanuk, but yet Kal Yisrael are the one that are standing before Kadosh Baruch Hu for the Krisus Bris, as it were. So this was an Azariah's point, that there's an Indian of a reciprocity of Hashem HaMircha and Atem Asisem Osi Chativ Achas Ba'olam. I'm making Yov Chativ Achas Ba'olam, Chativ Achas, a Shevach, it's Miyuchad, an idea which is, you know, unique and distinct, a tsura achas, an outstanding image, and this idea of totally unique in a way that not to be compared. And there's a dimension of Kali Yisrael that is mamish, unique in a way that nothing else can compare to it. So it's a very profound thought. Okay, shucks.